we discussed a machlokes between the Rashi and the Tosfos. Rashi and the Ri, what is considered inside the Taruvus, what is considered outside the Taruvus. Nafgemina for Hanan, and how to measure where your Bittul Bashishim can start from. Where's the Bahar? It's coming. So the Psak La'alocha that we mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday from the Ramah was a Shtikl Pshara, like the Shach explains. Was that the Ramah was Taka Masupuk, had a paskim between Rashi and the Ri. So if you have a Miktas Chaticha, partially in the Reitev, partially outside of the Reitev, so it's not automatic that you could say it's Balta Bashishim from the rest of the Taruvus. But the Ramah made the following pshara, Ke'ena Svek Sveikim. Zok the Ramah, if I know it's a machloikis between Rashi and the Ri, if this is sitting within the Taruvus. Again, this is all in a situation where I was not Minayar Vechisa. Just sitting, the Bliya happened and it was just sitting before you did anything, which is most of the Shilos. And then it fell onto the Chaticha that was partially sitting in. So Zok the Ramah as follows. Start off, it's a machloikis, Rashi and the Ri, whether or not this has chana, right? Because maybe it's sitting in a bigger taruvus that's going to help to be mevatel this item. But says the Ramah, I'm not willing to be makel just straight up on a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, because I'm taka mesupak. Maybe Rashi's right. Which, by the way, everyone should know, the Shach and the Goyin seem to disagree with that, and they think we're paskening, we're being machria like the Balei HaTosfos. Zokt the Ramah, so I'm only willing to be make aware where I can throw something else into the pot, no pun intended. If I can throw something else into the pot and make it more mako, dahainu, ke'ena svek sveka. Safek, maybe Rashi's right, safek, maybe the Ri's right, and even if you're machmir like Rashi, what? I still have what, Rabbi Yisrael, help me out. A machlekes Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam. And maybe the Rabbeinu Ephraim is right. So I personally, if you ask me, a machlekes machaber and the Ramah, if straight up Shaila, Chanan by Shari Surim, I'm machmir on that Shaila. But within this double souped up Shaila in the bowl, that maybe you have Chanan to be Mekel like the Rabbeinu Ephraim, Zok the Ramah, then you could be Meshayer and Kolatar Akulin, all Isurim, that if it's Miktas in the right, that you could be Mekel. Aber, Rabbi Yisai, says the Ramah, right? Says the Ramah, and this is what Rabbi Apfel meant yesterday, that Legabe Oise Chaticha, Legabe Oise Chaticha, Rabbi Yisai, so then what? Do I have a Svek Sveka? No. That's just a Bliya straight up onto a piece. So Legabe Oise Chaticha, all I have is a what? Legabe that piece that it fell on. What's my Safik? What's my selfie, Rabbi Yisai? Machloikes? Rashi and the Ri. Rashi and the Ri, I'm not willing to be made. That's why the Ramah says, Oisei Chaticha is Aser. Even if I'm going to take into account everything else, Oisei Chaticha is still Aser, because that's just the Machloikes, Rashi and the Ri, that I wasn't Machria, like the Goyin and the Shach were Machria. The Ramah says, I still think it should be Machria, Legabe Oisei Chaticha. But Rabbi Yisai, that was just in terms of the Machloikes between Rashi and the Ri. That's going to be our situation of potentially Chanan. Now, Kalev pointed out in Seder, it's not clear from the Shulchan Aruch, but he's 100% right, that we always are visualizing the Ri to be the Kula, and Rashi to be the Chumrah. Why are we visualizing like that, Rabbi Yisai? Because according to the Ri, according to the Balei HaTosfos, what? Even if it's Miktas in the Reitev, you have more other meat, beans, cholin, kishka, to be mevatel, whereas according to Rashi, no, you're an independent entity, and therefore, if you don't have shishim within the piece, then you're going to be more machmir. But Kalev said, l'chayri, he's right, is that the Ri could also be a chumrah, because let's say you don't have shishim in the pot, Rabbi Yisai, and now according to the Balei HaTosfos, you're considered sitting in the taruvus. So according to the Balei HaTosfos, now I have a question of potential chanan on what? Not only on a chaticha, but on everything in the pot. So sometimes, depending on your situation, the Ramah was talking about a situation where there was shishim in the other things. It's very rare. You're probably going to have shishim and the other things if you're talking about a small piece of iser. But it, potentially, it could work both ways. And not necessarily are the balei hataisa going to always be a kula. Most of the time, they're going to be a kula, but not necessarily, which Kalev is 100% right. Aber Rabbi Sai, I skipped over a few words in the Rama. Rama is classifying a situation where Hanan applies. The Rama is machmir against the Mechaber that Hanan applies to all Yisurim. They were talking about Chelev over here, but it applies to get Anosha as well, our Sugya. Ve'im L'shanos. Ve'davke, and what, where does Hanan apply, Rabbi Sai? So yesterday we said, what's the case? Zok the Rama, where? Ve'davke, if it's chutz l'roitev, like the Balei HaTosfos, right? But the Rama says another case. Zok the Rama, ima iser davok. Ve'davke, ima iser davok. What does that mean? If the iser, let's just translate the terms, Rabbi. If the iser is attached, is stuck, davuk is glued, devek, right? Then that's an automatic chanan. Rabbi, that's an automatic chanan, and potentially what? It doesn't matter what. Whether or not it's fully submerged or not fully submerged, Rabbi Sai, even if it's fully submerged, you're going to have this chumrah of Davuk. So, where did that come from? Where did the Ramah make this up? Rabbi Sai, everything else in the Ramah I know the source from. It's from our Tosfos. It's from the Shailov. What's the case of Yerach and Esvashel? Mixus, right? Of Rashi, Tosfos, right? Tosfos says the Gemara is Lav Davke. It can't be, right? It has to be that you're being Mashar the other things, because as long as you're sitting partially inside the pot, that's good. So obviously the Yerach is not just the Yerach, it's everything. And Tosfos doesn't have a problem of Lav Davke Mishnas, because Tosfos already does that from the last Sugya, Rabbi Yisai, right? And Rashi would have a different shot, right? Like Tosfos pointed out. And Rashi reads the Mishnah with a smile, smooth, partially in the right, and that's why it's Dafka the Erech, Hanan, right? Rabbi Sai. But the Rama quotes something else. So Zok the Goyin, this will be how you, the way you have to read Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Sai. The squares, I don't know if this is for everything, but the squares in most of these Shulchan Aruch, the brackets are the Bir Agros. The Bir Agra is difficult. He wrote everything very, very terse, very, very, very brief, and he gives Mar Mekoymis, but a lot of times the Bir Agra is coming to argue on Shulchan Aruch and to be Machria, and he was mamish like his predecessors, and he was, everyone knows, the Vilna Gaon was the Vilna Gaon. So that he has like a whole different mahalach in Shulchan Aruch. You'll find all over in Aruch Chaim. Mishaburu will say this is the Mechaber Shita, but the Bir Agra argues. So sometimes the Bir Agra is supportive, and sometimes he's arguing, but he gives the sources for where the Mechaber got his Shitas. You have the Bir Agra who does that, and then the other, the Bir Agoila is the father of the Bir Agra, right? Bir Agoila is the Gra's father. No, is there a relationship between the two? What? I don't remember exactly. Okay. What?
I've heard that.
That the Bir Agoila is?
His father.
Whose father?
The Gra's father.
The Gra's father. So the Bir Agoila, I think that's what it was, but you have to check me up on that. The Bir Agoila quotes, where's the Bir Agoila here? You don't have a Bir Agoila? Can't be. What?
It's not this one.
That's the same thing. Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. It's up here. The Bir Agoila quotes all the Rishonim. Whenever, everything in Ramah and Mechaber, so that those are those little like, those are, you know, like, the exponential, they're up in the top, you know, like Chaim Semen's Yom Kippur, everything C squared. So that's like the two. That's like, what did you say, the carrot? What do you mean the carrot? What's a carrot?
It's exponent.
Yeah.
Exponent.
A carrot's what you're going to buy your wife a ring with. That's the carrot. Okay, weiter. You'll get to know it. Oh, so zok the gra. So what's the gra? The dafke ma'aser dovek yudches.
Derashi v'toises pli gemosh kaz avatur. Derashi svirlei afilu miktasa chutzaraitiv nesar achatiche bein hashar mistarif kedem pirish marasiz miktasa chutzaraitiv mari aval toises sham perish shakula chutzaraitiv v'chein kaz v'sham tzadiv ovim beviz dirim raskolim yesh. Great. V'chei ayin sham v'chri arav v'bazar v'chalav. I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one, Rabbi Say. Where's the gra?
Yates.
Ima Isser. Oh, Ima Isser, sorry. But I think Yud Tess was also on the Maram Kodesh. That's why I got confused. Fine. Yud Tess, Ima Isser, Dichai Shinon Shema Oysa Pam Achas Kula Chutzaroitiv. Or initial of Adarbik there. Rabbi Isai says the girl, let me explain to you, what does Isser Dovak mean? Isser Dovak is just a practical Zach. If you have a part that's that's connected to this item, so then what? Items that are connected, they travel together. Vidovak biishto, right? Items that are connected, they stick together, right? So if they stick together, Rabbi Isai, if the Isser and the Heter are stuck, so then what? Chayshinon zok the goin. We're concerned that what? Maybe sometimes these guys went on a trip alone without the rest of the Tarubas. And they might have had their independent reality. So it's just a chash. Or maybe when you were tilting the pot, right, this item, this piece with the Isser on it might have been some other, without the rest of the Tarovas with it. It wasn't hanging out with the rest of the pot. So automatically, Zok the Goyim, there's a chash, whenever an Isser is Davuk, most Isserim won't be Davuk, right? You're not going to necessarily have them connected. If a milk splatters onto a piece, it's not Davuk. It just splattered on there. But if you have an Isser that's Mamish Nisdabik, to something, so then, oh, this has this own independent reality that I'm going to automatically assume right away, no matter where the piece is, Hanan, because maybe it went on travels on its own, maybe it got tilted in a certain direction, and it didn't have the other blias of the other things to work with it. So by an Isser Dovuk, Zok Derama, you're going to be Machmir. Any other Tom and reason why to be Machmir by an Isser Dovuk, or by said that the post, yeah. You're right. You're right. 100%. I gotta throw away that Isser if it's Nikar.
Yeah.
But now I want to worry about the actual piece of Basser. So is that piece that it landed on, is that Hanan? So Dr. Amal, I don't care where it is. If it's Davuk, it's Hanan on the piece. Got it? You're right. What? To the piece that it fell onto. I'll give you examples, Rabbi Say, in a second, a shiloh that happened. I asked Rav Shechter if Isser Dovak comes up in Kashrus. I asked him yesterday if there are any shilohs that he could remember. He said he didn't remember. So I told him one that I heard. Okay? And actually, it's in the Badei Shulchan on this siman. Okay? But you'll hear in a second. Rabbi Say, what's another svara that the place can bring up? That the smack brings up, Rabbi Say. I think it's in the smack that Taz brings up. Yeah. What's another svara? Not just that what? Chayshinon, were mesupuk, maybe this piece of basar could have existed outside of Taruvis and wherever the Chatichas Heter went, the Chatichas Isser went. Why? Because it's Davuk? What's another reason to be machmir by Isser Davuk? Rabbi Say? Not because of the reality, not because of the practicality, but because of the very nature of an Isser Dovak. Says the Taz, perhaps the tam of an Isser is maheres livloa. It has some sort of natural blia, much more to something that it's Dovak to than to something that it's not Dovak to. Zepis ha-shaychis. And Mimela, we're worried that what? It's going to quicken the blias much more quickly. So it's not Zokta Rama, Zokta Taz, that Isser Dovak is a suffik. It's a vadai. It's a vadai that those things that the Isser are attached to, there's an automatic response quicker to that item other than what? The rest of the Tarovas, the rest of the pot. Merev Raboisai. Give me an afkamina between these two tamim. Give me an afkamina between these two tamer, Rabbi Yisai. No.
The answer David was being watched the whole time and he saw that it was never alone.
Okay. Give me a better nafkamina, Rabbi Yisai. More lamdush than nafkamina. Again, the first chat is maybe chayshinon. What does the guy say? Chayshinon, that maybe what? This piece was raised above the pot. And it existed independently with this iser. And why am I choshed for that? Because if it's davog, usually those things go together. So that's a legitimate concern. Chayshinon, maybe it existed without the rest of the taruvis. Iser davog. Whereas according to the other pshat, what? Iser davog means what? Means it's something about the landing pad. That it's memaheres lavoa. But it's not what? What's the ikur that I want to focus on, Rabbi Yisai, the second pshat, Rabbi Yisai? It's not what? It's not a suffix. Thank you, Loi. So therefore what? Nafkemina, zok de helige taz? Nafkemina? Come on, where's Avi Bahar when I need him? Nafkemina? What happens if my Isser Dovik is only an Isser? Dirabonon! Will I apply Hanan? Will I not apply Hanan? Will the Chumra of Isser Dovik apply or not? Well, it depends. If it's all a Chshash, so maybe you could say Safi Dirabon on the Kula. I shouldn't say Isser Dovik over here. If you say what? That it's Bavadai, it's something, the very nature of it. So then what? So then Isser Dovik should still apply even to an Isser Dirabon. Rabbi said, those are the Tamim that are brought down in the Poiskim by this idea that the Ramah said that Hanan doesn't only depend on yesterday's shir, where it's located within the Taruvis, but it also could apply to another case, to an Isser Dovuk. That's automatic Hanan. Either because of this reason or because of that reason, I'm saying to you, Nafkamina for an Isser Dovuk. Some Poiskim think that according to the second option, that's Maharis Lavoa, it has to be a natural connection. It's a din in the Paiskim. You'll look in the Badei Shulchan, that he'll discuss all these marmikas. Rabbi Yisai, that's very nice, Rabbi Yisai, I got it. And I actually relate to the Ramah. I hear what he's saying. Both of those ideas are something that I could accept in terms of being Mishayer, the Yisurim, and Chashashos. It makes all sense. But where in the world did he get this from? I need a mocker. I need a source. Where? Mechatesi. You can't just make up things, Rama. Zokta bir agro. You want to know where? Zokta heilige bir agro. The Rama was answering Tosis Kashe. The Mishnah of Yerech Shenispasho Bogid. Yesterday, we asked Akasha, Rabbi Yisai. Yesterday, we asked Zok Toisvis. Usually, you're not just cooking a Yerech and a Gid. There are other things in the pot. We spent so much time yesterday, Rabbi Yisai, with all your participation and the franks and the kishkas and the beans. It was beautiful. You all get credit for participation. Right? Rabbi Yisai. And we asked, so why? Why does the Mishnah just say Yerech? Zok the Heilige Toises, Rabbi Yisai, give me two answers. What's the two answers? Why does the Mishnah only say that the Davar HaMavatel, the Dvar Heter, is only the Yerech? What's the answer, Rabbi Yisai? Lav Dafka Gravaldik, excellent. You're Mechavim to the Balei HaToises. What's the other answer, Rabbi Yisai?
Rashi,
that Mikzas is out. Zok the Goin. You know what the Ramah just answered you? You know what a Yerech Shenisbasho Bagid is? It's Dovok. And you know what the answer to Tosis Kasha is? There's a new din called Isser Dovok. Moiridik. Zok the Goyin in the last shtickle. Chayn Nirali B'Simen Ayin Gimel Meho Di Yerech Shenis Bashel. Just those three words. Right? And usually I'll read that Groh and I'll say, oh yeah, I know that Mishnah. Good, fighter. You know, the Goyin is telling you something. The Goyin is saying this Ramah is not made up. The Goyin is saying this is the most beautiful teretz to our Shver Mishnah. Taisis Kasha. Rabbi said, apparently Rashi and Taisis do not agree to this. because they didn't answer their Bam Kasha with this. And they'd rather say an Edmund Lav Dafke in order not to answer this. And they're not machalik between Isser Dovek and not Isser Dovek. Ober the Ramah, Zok the Goin, in Bir Dasa Ramah, was choishish for this other pshat in our Mishnah, which is the most beautiful pshat. And that's why we ignore everything else in the pot, because over here it's Isser Dovek. Moiradik. Rabbi Isai, I want to take it one step further, bear with me, and then we'll get to a Lamaisa case. Yeah, Amy.
Which Dovek?
Excellent, yeah. Raboisai, listen carefully. Dr. Kiveger. Dr. Kiveger in his Chidush says, so according to the Taz, according to the Goin, sorry, according to the Svara of those poskim that what? Holds it's just Chayshinon. So we just said an afkamina between those two tamim. Is what, Rabbi Isai? Is whether or not the Isser is only the Rabbanon. Then if it's only a Chash, you could be Mekel. You ready? Everyone with me? Zokter Kiveger. And what's Chanan? By Shari Sur, Rabbi Isai? What? According to most poskim. It's only Durabonon according to the Shach, right? It's only Durabonon according to the Shach, right? Chanan by Shari Surim is only Durabonon. So now, Zokter Kiveger, so if Isser Dovok is only Achshash, and Shari Surim, Chanan is only Durabonon. And by Gid Anoshe, we're talking about Shari Surim, Zokter Kiveger, Apeladik Achidish. Guess what? We just answered the first kasha of Shir. Why did we ignore the klipa and not say Hanan? Because it's Isser Dovok, Rabbi Isai, and it's a sofek, and it's a sofek under Rabbanon because it's Kol Yisurim, and Hanan by Shar Yisurim is only the Rabbanon. Zokter Kiveger, according to the Shtikol Torah by Isser Dovok, you're Miyashev, the Tosfos from last week's Shir. It all depends on what. It's all one sugya, but like emes, all one sugya. It's not a slogan. Zokter Kiveger, he just took 2 weeks of shir and he wrapped it up in all in one baguette, one sandwich. Schultz, say it, Schultz.
So we were saying we were Kiveger saying that. If by most cases we're dealing with a case of Shari Surim, and we're not understanding that Shari
Surim. Oh, not most cases. We're dealing with Shari Surim. Get on Osha, our case.
We're dealing with a case of Shari Surim, and Shari Surim we're going to understand to be a Durabanan, right? And then if we're going to say what we said before, that if we're dealing with the idea of that's being a Chayshinan, which is going to be all a Durabanan as well. Therefore, the entire thing, if you work together, it's a derabanan for the chashinah, it's a derabanan for Shari Sur. So therefore, it's a suffic derabanan, and lakula, and you have it all together.
Right? Yeah, it's not an answer to Tosfos. Rabbi Kiveger is just saying, the fee this mahalach, in answering all Tosfos kasha, that all the shash was Isser Dovok, so then that's where Rabbi Kiveger would answer. Yeah.
But does it also help that according to the Gra, Isser Dovok is only a suffic?
That's what the Rebbe Kiveger saying. I'm predicating everything I'm saying only on suffix.
So it's working on
the Rabbanon won't make difference if it's not
so
suffix.
It's because it's a suffix.
Exactly. The only problem, Rabbi say, is that Rebbe Kiveger himself holds what? Hanan is the rice. What? Why? He's not really saying the Taisa. He's saying to be Miyashi, Taisa's cash. Taisa doesn't hold of this. Taisa doesn't hold of this adult. Taisa didn't answer like that. Yeah, I know. But I'm saying, you're saying he's giving this Hezber Lafi the Havana of Taisa. Yeah. Rabbi Kiveger himself, Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Kiveger wasn't passing Lalach. This is, last week was his Chidushim on Shulchan Aruch, and this is the Chidushim on Chulin. But it's just Ha'ara, it's Rabbi Kiveger, yeah.
Didn't we say there's a Tzad to double the Tzad?
Yeah, he's predicating all of this is all if you're assuming suffix like the Taz.
Not Devin.
You're right, 100%. Yeah, Kali.
Since the Gra can get our Dalek.
Like the Gra, right.
Since the Gra can get our Dalek, we're saying that none of that.
I don't, I think the Taz also said Gra. Who's the one who says Vada, everybody? It's a smack? Is the Taz quoted from the smack?
Yeah,
yeah. So it's a the Taz himself, I think, was Mako Safik. Because that's the source, everybody said last week when I said Safik Hanan, according to the Taz against the Prima Gadim, you can be Mako, that's this Taz in Yud Beis. So the Kivayger quotes this Taz in Yud Beis before he starts his whole shtickle term. Yeah, call it.
Since the Yerach and Ged are Dalek, we're seeing that the flavor is not going to escape, and therefore that enters resistance.
We're saying that we were only concerned about the Yerach, and therefore that has to be the Mevatel, right? Even if it's sitting in the whole Tarubis. No. The rest of the Tarubis had Shishin, and it was sitting in the Tarubis, but I don't care, because there's an Isser Dalek over here. And Isser Dalek makes it more Chomer on Lagabi the Yerach. Rabbi Sai, what's the case? What's the case? Yeah, Avi.
According to the Ramad that he's talking about Dabba, was he saying that if the piece that's Dabba to the Hatikha, it was just raw and not cooked, or it just like fell on it?
It fell on it.
According to Ramad?
Yeah.
Because in our Mishnah, it says Yarshan is Dasha, but get on us.
Yeah.
Maybe according to Mishnah, if it was just raw and the Gidan Usher just connected to the Yara,
yeah, if you don't have any heat, then there's not going to be any Shilas. Obviously, we're assuming that there's heat. If you have cold on cold, there's not going to be any shallows. Cold on cold, the Gemara just says, tainan betainan, you're mediach, and then you're totally fine.
Even with the Ramah that Dava is talking about when there's some sort of heat.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Rabbi Sai, right? Yesterday I came home. One of the kids, Mix, my wife said to me, one of the kids trafed up the shallow that they trafed up, right? It was mixing of a salad with onion. The onion was cut with a flesh, with a melted knife, and they mixed the salad with a fleshik knife, right? So the shiloh was, this is the whole salad trafe. All right, we want to learn, everybody, so we got to get there. Right? Is that trafe? Is that not trafe? Can I save the whole salad? Can I save all the pots? Can I save the knife? Oh, so you're saying that there's no heat. Okay, maybe onions are bitter. What do all these things mean? Why should an onion be different? What are those? I'm just whetting your appetite, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Sai, Mirtz Hashem, we'll get to it hopefully down the road. Rabbi Sai, give me Shiner, yeah.
That's about the girl.
Yeah.
How does he explain that it answers the question of why the Rosha wasn't included in the Mishnah?
Because there's a new din called Isser Dalek.
So because the Yerach is Dalek,
yeah. Anytime you have an Isser Dalek, I don't care if everything's so fully submerged. Exactly. Noob shot. And now you don't have to make anything Lav Dafka. Avada was cooking in the Roitim. Avada, there were other things there. But guess what? I don't care. You know why? Because I have a new din that this Mishnah is called teaching me. What's it teaching me? Isser Dalek. Rabbi said, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. What's the case? What's the case? So Sobolovsky told me this a few years ago. I walked up to him. I don't remember, it was 5 years, whatever. We were schmoozing in the basement. He told me he had the following shaila, Erev Rosh Hashanah. And this is the shaila that I told you for Rosh Hashanah. It was from Erev Sobolovsky. Erev Sobolovsky got the shaila. The Shmak Hashanah. So I said, Rebbe, what do you speak about Rosh Hashanah night? So I was expecting, you know, I don't know, some truest dikadinim, some idea about Vash, you know, something Rosh Hashanah did. So he said, listen to what happened. It's geschmack. He said, listen to what happened. And this case is mamish in the place, Rabbi said, by Yisr Dalek, an example of this. That's what made it most geschmack. This Shaila is mamish the case that the Poiskim are talking about. Everybody, Rosh Hashanah night, cooks up the heads of fishes. Fish, not fishes. Fish. Remind me that. Remind me about that. Yeah, okay. Rabbi said, let's try to say this in English. So there were a bunch of fish heads inside the pot. Guess what? The person, while the fish head was cooking up, said he found a little crab that was clung on to the eye of the fish. And crab is treif. It was an Isser Dalek. An Isser Dalek. Isser de Oraisa by Isser Dalek? No, it was cooking. Isser Dalek de Oraisa. The person was cooking the head of the fish and he found it. Isser Da'oraisa, there was Isser Davak Rabbeisai? The only thing you have to be makel over here is what? That it's not like, they're not one, they're not a natural connection. But Lamaisa, we're machbir for that. So here, there would be nothing, it wouldn't even be the kula of Isser Da'rabanan. And it's mamish davuk, right? Some place can say, right, if it's not mamish davuk, so then there would be maybe a tzadlok over here. It's mamish clunging to the item. It's clinging. It's not clinging and clunging. Rabbeisai. And it's davuk. It's over here. All the fishes, right, had a problem because of chanan, and you didn't have shishim keneged the entire fish head, which is much larger. So therefore, the whole thing became trick.
There's no belay.
Why? It's cooking. It's all cooking together.
Yeah, but it's not like a milk that absorbs. It's not like the piece absorbs.
What do you mean? It cooks a lot. Rabbi Say, this shouldn't be a shock to you. The poskim are all talking about these worms and insects that were found, and these items that were cooked. What? The sherets was inside. What does he say? Inside the eye?
In the mayo.
You have all these cases of Isser Davuk. Rabbi said the Rishonim talk about also in a liver that clung to something else that wasn't taken care of, wasn't dealt with. You have an Isser Davuk that's connected. It's not common, doesn't come up all the time, but Rabbi said it's a Moira Dikapshat in our Mishnah. It's a Moira Dikapshat in our Mishnah to now have automatic Hanan irrespective of Rashi, Read doesn't matter, and therefore you're going to have automatic Haticha Atzmanasas Nevela. Rabbeisai, we for now finish Chanan. We will now go back to the Beis Medrash and start up. We will not have Shir later, Rabbeisai. We'll have now a Gevaldige Seder up until 12:45, Rabbeisai. We will go in, start the Sugya of Tzli, and then we will.